All right. So I'm going to play it out with one final song. But before I do that, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to WMFO Medford. This has been Storytime with Papa T. We might be joined by Alex Golan for Headroom with Alex Golan in a few minutes. But if not, you'll have the sweet sound of automation here at WMFO. We hope you enjoy either situation. But before we lead to that, again, I'd like to say thank you for listening. And next up, finally, we have Eloise by the Lumineers. They're coming out with new stuff soon, and that makes me happy. Why don't we play some stuff from their old album? This is off of the deluxe version of the Lumineers, the self-titled album. The song is Eloise. Hope you enjoy it. Papa T out.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Alexander Golan, and you're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is a lovely Tuesday night here. It's pretty nice out, a little bit rainy. Not a bad walk over to the station. I don't know what I've got for you. I played some stuff this afternoon. If any of you happen to be listening in around 11:30 to 12:30 this afternoon, I did a little sampling. I was bored and no one was in the station, so I figured why not. But it got some juices flowing. I played some Elliott Smith, played some Nirvana, and I kind of just want to continue on with that trend, if I can be honest. Honestly, I'm thinking a lot of Nirvana for you. Part of me is even debating doing something like just playing through some of their albums. I don't know if I'm going to do that, though. I feel like I haven't come in with that kind of commitment yet, so I think I'm going to start you off with just a bunch of that good stuff, a bunch of that good Nirvana that I love so much. Not sure what I want to start you with, though. It's always a tough one. We'll start off with I'll call this one of the lighter ones.
I'm so happy 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Yeah.
good. Good, good, good. So, those were a couple from Nirvana, and I got more for you. That was first Lithium and then Breed, both off of Nevermind, the middle album. I always bums me out when I remember that it's like only three albums, Bleach, Nevermind, and In Utero. But you know what? I mean, for three albums, my God, talk about amazing albums. But I'm going to play one from In Utero now. It is Safe Harbor Hours now, but I do just want to give a quick warning. There is a little bit of graphic language in this song, but I do think it is worth playing. I think there is a message behind this song that merits hearing, and I think particularly given the vein that of history that this song has run through, and given censorship in the media, I think it's important that this song be heard and played, and this band be remembered as complete and for what they were. So if you are queasy, if you are easily offended, maybe turn off the radio for just about 2 minutes and then come right on back for more Nirvana with Territorial Pissings. Next up is going to be Rape Me, followed by Territorial Pissings. I hope you enjoy.
Rape me! Rape me! Rape me! Rape me! Rape me! Rape me!
So, that was a lot of Nirvana for you. A lot of Nirvana. That was, I hope everybody was all right with the songs I played. I chose some of my favorites. The last two you heard were Territorial Pissings and The Man Who Sold the World. The Man Who Sold the World, I love that song. It's from the MTV Unplugged album. So I guess I was wrong. There's not technically three. There's technically more, but like studio albums, there's three. But the MTV Unplugged album is... like so good. It's so good. And you just have to listen and hear them talk and like do it. Listen through it. This song always gets me, and like especially in the wake of Mr. Bowie. I don't know. I love it. I think it's got such this weird affect to it. I just called in to another radio station actually, WVKR. Not often you hear me trying to push another radio station, but hey, if you're not liking Nirvana, if you're in the mood for something a little classier and less rock and roll, head on over to WVKR.org. I've got my good friend Nick Burka, or as he is known on the airwaves, Saturday Morning Stock Tips. He's playing some really cool jazz tonight. He says he's got some organs and some funk. Definitely check it out if you're not liking what you're hearing here. But if you're liking what you're hearing here, stick on with me because there's more where that came from. We might even go heavier. We'll see. Yeah. But hey, if you're bored, if you're lonely, if you're neither, if you just want to chat, give a call. 617-627-3800. I always love hearing from you guys. You are listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Alexander Golan. That's me. And next up, that's a toughie. I think I'm going to give you some Baroness. I hope you guys are cool with that. I'm going to go with my favorite song off of the... It's hard to choose a favorite song. This is definitely one of my favorite songs. I say it might be my favorite because I really like to play it. So definitely check out Purple, the new Baroness album. I've said it 100 times, but I'll say it again. I love that album. But this song is Chlorine and Wine off of Baroness's newest album, Purple. I hope you love it as much as I do.
right. That was Chlorine and Wine from Baroness. I know I've said it a million times, but listen to Purple. 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 Go to md.wmfo.org. I have it posted there. Click on it. Listen on Spotify. Do it. It's an amazing album. I really want to buy it on record. I would love to like meet John Dyer Basley and buy it from him and have him sign his work, because I'm such a fanboy. It's disgusting. He's an amazing artist and amazing musician, and he's just so freaking cool, and his art is my desktop background, and this was the soundtrack of my winter vacation, and oh my god. So listen to it. I don't even know where to go next, because I'm all riled up. I'm thinking I kind of want to play you some of the new Somos, because I've been really vibing with it, and I would love to give them some more support. I was playing some of the old Somos earlier today, but the new album, First Day Back, is really tight. It's really well made. It's not as energetic, I'd say, as their last one, but it's just as catchy. Like, I still already have like amazing recognition for the songs, and I have to say, I'm not necessarily that someone that for whom that happens all that often. I've only listened through it like maybe. I mean, I guess it's not only. I've probably listened through it like 4 or 5 times at this point, maybe more. But even so, I can distinctly tell the different songs, and like I find that very cool. They're all just so easy to swallow. The length of the songs is all like around the 3 minute mark, or sometimes even the 2 minute mark. So just like a jam packed, quick moving album, and I'm just gonna start you off from number one and just kind of like see how far we get, because it's a great album and I love this band. And again, check them out next Thursday. They're gonna be at the Middle East Upstairs with Petal. And it's going to be a great show. I'm going to be there. My brother Nick's going to be there. My friend Jacob's going to be there. We're all going to be there. So come through. I'm going to probably go try to talk to the guys again. Just, they're super nice guys. Go spend your money. Buy their albums. Buy their t-shirts. They've got great designs and great music. I love them. I'm fanboying a lot tonight. So I hope you're all getting a kick out of it. But I'm gonna start you off with Slow Walk to the Graveyard Shift, which is the first song off of Somos' new album, First Day Back. Hope you dig.
Familiar.
When I came here, it was a feeding frenzy. Had not us frozen by position, disfigured by envy. Then all they have are worn out one-liners that you have heard before to mollify the old timers.
So that's four songs into Somos' album, First Day Back. We had Slow Walk to the Graveyard Shift, followed by Violent Decline, followed by Thorn in the Side, and the last one you heard was Problem Child. In my opinion, really strong start to the album. I thought it was cool, the Slow Walk to the Graveyard Shift. It's like this 51-second kind of intro. I don't know. I think it's kind of neat. It's such a... I find the record so different than the last one, and yet I don't find that it's not like cohesive with the last one. So I sort of have some interesting like feelings about it. I'm still working through it. I'm listening over and over again. And you know, I'm just going to keep going. Why not? So here's Reminded, Weighed Down. This was the last single they released before dropping the album. Enjoy.
Oh, hello, strange world. We are faced with steely eyes. Last chapter was written by a scribbling madman. He said, roll over and play half alive. Now and forevermore, smile at the boys, smile at the girls. Yeah.
All right, so that was a little bit more from Somos for you. We had Reminded, Weighed Down. Days Here Are Long, Room Full of People was the last one. So I played most. I played through most of the album. You got four more at the end. I think we're going to run out of time here, but I really recommend you finish it on your own time. In the last 6 minutes of the show here, I've got a very special guest. It's my uncle Andy, and it's actually his birthday today, so I thought it would be fun if he called into the radio and just sort of chatted and said hey to all you Medfordites and Somervillians, excuse me. Uncle Andy, you're on air.
Very nice to be here, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me into the airwaves.
Of course. WMFO is home to all. We are free form. Is this your first time on with us?
I'm sorry?
Is this your first time on with us?
This is my very first time, although I have definitely been listening in here in Pennsylvania. I'm able to access it through the internet.
All right, and WMFO.org.
I not only enjoy your show, but there are some other people that have some very creative shows as well.
Definitely. Do you know any of the names off the top of your head?
Yeah, there's one call. I think it's Dirty Mike. I can't remember the last name, but it definitely had to do with Dirty Mike.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I've been, now that I have a car on campus, I've been driving around doing, you know, various errands and whatnot, and I always keep my FM tuned to 91.5, and it's just been really fun because, you know, if you're in the car more, you kind of hear, like, random points a lot more often in the day, so it's been really enjoyable for me to kind of get to hear the different stuff that we have out there.
It's
diverse.
Unlike formatted radio stations, the great thing about these kind of more college-oriented radio stations is that people could come in with, you know, you could have a segment that is of a particular genre and then followed up by something totally, totally different. But yet, as people keep, you know, listening to the station, they get turned on to different music. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we try to keep going here. We try to support local. We try to support diversity. So I'm glad you've been enjoying it. We actually have the next DJs just walked into the station. We've got this brand spanking new spring semester schedule, and things are looking good. So I think I'm going to throw one outro song on and let them take the helm here. So thank you so much for calling, Uncle Andy.
I was glad to be a part of your show, and you know, good luck to you, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday. I love you very much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. This has been Alex Golan on Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm going to play you one last song from Somos on the way out, and then I'll leave you in the very capable hands of the next DJs. All righty. Here you go.
There, the stunted child begs at the table. Hear the meek speak in bullets, not fable. Their arms outstretched, reaching toward.